for more EE goodness than you can shake a stick at? Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. That's where. Hi, I'm Amelia Dalton, and this week, my friends, I have kludged together with some baling wire and duct tape an awesome episode of Fish Fry, just for you. Now, first, we're going to start off with a little news you may have missed. Now, folks, when I was a kid, I absolutely loved those Spot the Difference activities. Highlights magazine, I think, had them. And even as an adult, heck, I have found myself many a time playing photo hunt on those Megatouch machines, you know, at your local watering hole. Anyway, what both of these pastimes didn't include was a prize. Well, let me bring in Greg Roberts, Director of Marketing at EMA, who is going to introduce us to EMA's Can You Spot the Difference contest. And yes, there are prizes. Check it out. Hi, Greg. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. It's good to be here. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So you guys just launched the Can You Spot the Difference contest. So, Greg, what is this contest all about?
So this contest is a way to highlight one of the new features that's in the recently released ORCAD 17.2 2016 software. It's a feature that allows you to compare two different schematics or two different designs and find all the differences quickly and easily. So we thought we'd take a schematic and make 10 changes to it and then send it out to our customer base and friends as a contest and see how they could do. And quite surprisingly, it was very popular. We've done other contests in the past, but this one had an immediate response. But I have to say, I wasn't overly surprised at our customers' capabilities in finding the differences. In fact, some of them are finding more than 10. And it turns out that one change can result in more than one difference. And so our customers are finding that. So we ran the compare tool, and we found 24 differences. We found that we'd made the changes, and we found all of those. But some of those changes also affect other things, like net names or other differences that you may not even see on the PDF. So we kind of saw that this shows the benefit of using automation to compare designs. And it's especially important when you're looking at older designs that maybe aren't fresh in your mind, and so it can go through methodically and find all the differences. The other nice thing about it is it even shows the changes that are logical versus changes that are just graphical, things that might not affect the actual operation of the design. So that's what the contest is all about, highlighting one of these great features.
Very cool. All right, Greg, so what's the time frame for my audience to enter this contest?
Oh, there's plenty of time. It ends June 7th. We wanted to get all of our customers and prospects plenty of time to take a look at it.
Okay, cool. So, Greg, the most important part, what can the contestants win?
So what they win is a Raspberry Pi, and it comes with a 16-gigabyte memory card and the software that goes with it. So it's kind of a cool way for engineers to get to play more engineer on the side. Some of the other nice things about that is a lot of our customers are startups and they prototype their designs and they often use small processor boards like this. So we thought that this would be a great way for them to be able to kind of have some fun with it and then also maybe even use it for work. The other fun fact is the Raspberry Pi was designed in ORCAD, so we always like to promote those kinds of products.
Absolutely. Okay, so I love contests, and I know my audience does as well, but why do you think that contests are important in our industry in particular?
Well, you know, engineers as a whole, they seem to work really hard, and they're very diligent about their work, very focused, and I think it's a nice break. In fact, we even had one customer reply to us that it was a nice break for his day. I think that's an important part of it. But I also think that engineers and maybe people in general really enjoy a little challenge. You know, not something too hard where they can't figure it out, but something that gets them thinking about things in a different way. And this being work-related, they could even tell their boss that, hey, I'm still working.
Absolutely. All right, Greg, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you enjoy some home improvement projects now and again. What kind of projects have you tackled recently?
Recently, I got tired of my gate being all rusty and ugly, so I made a new one. I like to do a lot of welding and home projects, so I kind of went overboard, and I got a bunch of these fancy scrolls and designed them all up in a CAD tool, of course, and welded it all up, and then I even made a balcony railing that kind of matched it. So all of my neighbors are jealous, and I'm proud.
Very nice. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Greg.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Now, folks, let's switch gears entirely and talk about gears. Well, rugged IoT specifically, which has gears in some cases, I guess. Well, my next guest is Matthias Huber from ADLINK. And Matthias and I are chatting about ADLINK's newest partnerships, the challenges of rugged IoT designs, the man pack. Yes, that's a thing. And it's super cool. And even a little bit about David Bowie. Here we go. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, I'm sorry, because the clock is ticking on that bad boy. No, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. It is chocked full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. I'm just saying. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, see you at DAC in just a couple days, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city. I love pinball, FYI. Shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com, or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of June 3rd, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.